Hello and welcome to Vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to give you three tips on how you can better improve your acting job or role or performance or whatever it is you're doing. Now, yesterday I went and I did a corporate video shoot for some in-house training for a company here in Finland, and they wanted an English actor, well, a few English actors, and so I went there with a bunch of other people and I had some scripts to learn beforehand. And I did that, I did my best to learn them, but what I realised is I'm a bit out of touch with doing these kind of things. And I know not all of you that are watching this are going to be actors, but maybe it could be useful in case you get into scenarios where you might have to learn some script or some lines and actually go to speak or present in front of others. And here's three mistakes that I made again yesterday, which, because I, you know, it's something I haven't done in quite a while and I've not kept up my practice. Here's the thing. When you're not doing something and you promote yourself as being that person, if you're not practicing, you're kind of losing muscle, you're losing skills, you're losing the opportunity to stay on top of it. So when you do get opportunities, like I did yesterday, you forget certain things and they slip. And so I'm going to just warn you about these and things you can consider moving forward for whatever it is you do to keep on top of it so you don't make the same mistakes that I made yesterday. All right, so here it is. The first one, very important, preparation. Prep. I mean, I prepared. I learnt my lines and I read through the scripts and I thought I was really ready, but what I forgot, what I left out was the fact that there's gonna be people there that are gonna ask me to do different things with it. I prepared only enough to know what I had to say. I didn't prepare knowing what other people had to say. I didn't prepare enough to know it so well, in fact, that when I got direction, I was able to play with it. And the reason for this is I left myself the usual amount of time, only I've just not done it for such a long time that I needed longer because I haven't been practicing daily. So if I'd been practicing learning lines every other day or reading aloud and taking the opportunity to remind myself how to remember words like scripts, then it wouldn't be so difficult and I'll be able to pick it up much quicker. I'll be able to take direction much smoother, much easier, and then the whole day would have gone more smoother. Now, it went fine. Everything, there was no problem. However, I noticed these issues. And when I noticed these issues, I started to feel a bit self-conscious, knowing that I'd let myself down and I should have been more aware. So that's something to watch out for. Preparation isn't just preparing for the job, it's staying prepared and practicing daily in whatever craft or whatever part of speaking you're doing in order to maintain a level of excellency. So when it does come time to perform, you don't have to then retrain yourself. It's there. You'll be able to do these things much easier. And it brings me on to my second point, because what happened was when I started getting self-conscious because I knew I should have prepared differently or more or kept up to date with the, you know, these kind of exercises, I started apologizing for myself. And now this is terrible, because once you apologize for yourself, everyone trusts that you're apologizing because you've done something wrong. And it doesn't look good, it's not professional, it wastes people's time. And I found myself doing it. I was making excuses for myself because I felt bad. And like, unfortunately, it made everyone not trust me so much. Well, no one said that, everyone was very happy, but deep down, I know that's how it works because I've been on both sides of the camera. I know what apologizing for yourself does. So it was an insecurity, and that insecurity was born of lack of preparation. So when you're prepared, you're less insecure and less likely to say sorry, which is my second tip. Don't say sorry. It doesn't make you feel any better. It doesn't make anyone else trust you more. It's something you can learn not to do. And again, I reminded myself yesterday by doing it that that's something I shouldn't do. And now I'm sharing that with you. Thirdly, and this moves on again from the saying sorry, is that I wasn't showing my poker face. And what I mean by that is I wasn't turning up as a professional actor. I turned up as Darren. Now, before we started the shoot, I turned up as me, I introduced myself, I was a bit jovial, telling jokes, and everyone was talking, which is quite natural, but you have to remember, you never know who is in the room. Now, I didn't have the opportunity to get everyone's job description before we started. And I kind of made my own assumptions about what was going on by the people who I had spoken to and invited me along. And I should have done more research into who I was working for, who I was dealing with, and really turned up professionally without showing my humour, without trying to be liked, or without trying to give too much away, so then I could listen more and listen and read the room and understand and take on people's advice and people's notes and try to work out how better to do my job on the day in the moment. And when I say poker face, I mean my actor face, turning up with a professional attitude, with a no problem attitude. Here's the thing. Now, I realized that at the end of the day that it was going to run over, and I had made plans which I had to slightly change with my wife to pick up our son. And I should have known that. It often happens with film shoots that things can run over, and even though they give you a guideline to what time it will finish, you should really recognize that it can always run over. And I instantly got a bit fearful because I realized I was in a situation where I might have to rush off and speed things up, and that's never pleasant for myself or the people who are doing the filming, because, you know, a lot of time, effort and money goes into, you know, the creative side of creating scripts and building material and actually filming, editing for a company. So I just put a little bit of pressure on people because I was showing them how I felt. Now, being professional means you just keep it to yourself. You should be prepared for anything to happen. You should be prepared for any notes that you get, any changes. So, and not apologize for them. So, preparation is key. Not saying sorry is fundamental. And turning up, keeping a very professional attitude and an open, no problem attitude will really get you far. Whether it's for voiceover work, whether it's for acting work, as a speaker, as a presenter, whatever it is, whatever situation you're going to where you have to bring yourself and use your voice, or maybe in other areas as well. But when you bring yourself to something, you need to have all these key things considered. And that means not doing it on the day. It means staying prepared. It means having daily exercises. It means keeping yourself up to date. It means subscribing to this channel so you can see all these videos that I'm sharing on how and what you can do to keep yourself prepared and not fall into the trap that I have myself in telling you what to do all the time and not doing it myself. So there's a slap on the wrist for me. I won't be doing that again. I'm back to my voice work now because I realise there's a couple of things I need to work on for articulation also. And I don't want to be a hypocrite. I want to make sure that I'm sharing with you things that I actually do myself. And of course, I've done everything that I share with you, but I need to do a little bit more on myself, and that's for me to know and you to find out when you notice the changes coming up in the future on this channel. I'll be sharing more information with you. This was like a bit of a self-confession tape today, if you like, to say, you know, everyone's fallible. It's easy for people to slip, and including myself. And I'll make no apology for that, because I know what to do and it won't happen again. And hopefully you can take something away from that and make it work for you as well. Okay, this is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and until the next time, look after your voice.